Patient name, Nicolette Tianga, T-I-A-N-G-A. Provider, Kareen Castrol, C-A-R-R-E-E-N, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L, P-M-H-N-P-B-C. Billing code 99205. Date of service, Thursday, June 13th, 2024. Time of appointment, 12 p.m. through 1 p.m. Chief complaint. The patient stated she needed a new provider for her psychiatric medication. History of present illness. The onset of the patient's illness was at age 8. She had therapy at that time for episodes of feeling anxious, then got better. The episodes of anxiety came back during her senior year of high school. She was put back on medication. In freshman year, COVID hit. At that time, the patient found the, quote, perfect, unquote, medicine, which was Prozac 40 milligrams PO daily. At this time, she is back home, having graduated college. She was put on buspirone, 10 milligrams PO QAM, once moving back home. She has a history of panic attacks and obsessive compulsive disorder. When she has a panic attack, she feels flutters in her heart. She feels more cautious. She tends to, quote, freak out a bit, unquote, when something happens to her that is illness related. She feels immediately that she'll end up in a hospital. The last panic she had was over an illness fear. This occurred when she was vacationing in Nashville, Tennessee, when she woke up from a dream feeling intensely fearful. The patient describes symptoms of flares of OCD at night. She washes her hands and has to think certain things and other random behaviors a certain number of times. She feels that if she doesn't perform these rituals, something bad will happen, such as getting cancer, dying, and other fears. One precipitant was that her father had a recent heart attack, which scared her. The patient denies ever feeling depressed. She's never been manic. She has no traumatic experiences for which she experiences symptoms related to PTSD. There are no tics. Her appetite is good. In fact, it's big, period. She is worried about her weight. She stated she stress eats. She's worried she will faint, so she will eat just so she doesn't faint. She stated that she is always active and works out. Family history. The mother is on Prozac for depression. There is no substance abuse in the family. Patient substance use. The patient drinks from time to time. She will have 5 to 6 drinks over a long period of time, such as at a party. She has no blackouts. She's never had any negative outcomes from alcohol, no DWIs, no rehabs, no detoxes. She's never used drugs. She's never used nicotine. She does overeat when she's feeling stressed, and as mentioned earlier, when she is having obsessions that she's going to faint. Medical. The patient was seen by Dr. Wazhma, that's W-A-Z-H-M-A-A, hyphen, Nassari, N-A-S-S-A-R-I, hyphen, Ahad, A-H-A-D, period. She was put on Wegovy 1 week ago for her weight. She stated all her thyroid tests were negative. She has tension headaches. She has back pain secondary to herniated discs at L4 level. She's not on any pain medication. She's allergic to amoxicillin. The reaction is unspecified. Surgical. The patient had her wisdom teeth extracted last October. Social. The patient is a recent graduate of Quinnipiac College. She studied communications and graduated actually last May in 2023. Her current job is that of a tumbling coach and acrobatics at LIU for college students. She used to do competitive cheer, acrobatting, and tumbling, and she wants to go into sports media. She is living at home with her parents, and her sister, 26, lives in the same town. She gets along well with her parents and has a good social network of friends. Developmental history. The patient met her developmental milestones on time. There were no behavior problems in childhood. She was an average student. In high school, she did not get very good grades. But it was at that time that she began to experience anxiety again. She stated she had a normal supportive upbringing. No behavior problems of childhood, no enuresis, no separation anxiety. Diagnosis, panic disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder. Plan, continue Prozac 40 milligrams POQAM, discontinue Buspirone 10 milligrams POQAM. Patient stated it doesn't do anything for her.